A lot has been said about cultivating habits in the last several years in the self-development and personal growth space. And it also has found its way into the entrepreneurial space, especially the online entrepreneurial space and the professional development space, right? But one of the questions that I often get is, Erin, what habits am I supposed to be cultivating? How do I know what things I need to be choosing that is going to make the biggest impact in my life on my ability to achieve my goals? So in today's episode, that's exactly what we're talking about. I'm going to break it down, and that's exactly what we're diving into. So are you ready? Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Goal Get It podcast. I'm your host, Erin Hayworth. You're in the right place if you're an online women entrepreneur who is tired of constantly hustling, but you're still not reaching those big business and life goals. Each week, I'll share effective strategies for building, running, and up-leveling your profitable business, productivity hacks to help you maximize your limited time and energy, and some guidance on exactly how to tailor all that advice specifically to you and your business so you can start taking action on it immediately. So, are you ready to dive in? Okay, I want to just hop in here just a minute to tell you about something really awesome. Right now, I have 5 spots available for private one-on-one coaching, and you might be the perfect fit for one of these spots. So let me tell you just a little bit about it real quick. Fiercely Focused is a 6-month one-on-one coaching program designed so you can achieve your big goals faster and easier without the burnout. Sounds pretty good, right? It combines your next right steps, the tools that you need to take those next right steps, and a high-level vision partner, me, to guide you all along the way for 6 full months. Fiercely Focused is for online entrepreneurs who want clarity in where they are and where they are going, to leverage their talents and skills, to home in on what's most effective for them, and to take action to get to their goals faster and easier while actually enjoying the process. So if you're interested in leveling up this year and you want my help to do it, I want to invite you to head on over to erinhayworth.com/apply to complete an application to work with me one-on-one. Once these spots fill, you'll be placed on a wait list, so you'll be the first to know when another spot opens up. But if you want to make sure you get one of these spots right now, go ahead and pause this episode and head on over to erinhayworth.com/apply and complete your application. And then head right back here because we're diving back in. Okay, so I want to start by talking about the thing that kind of sets me apart from a lot of other coaches in the productivity and time management space is that I specifically teach leverage, which is basically just getting the most bang for your buck, whether that is a ROI, return on investment, on a specific investment of money, or the results or the outcome that you get from an hour of your time and energy. It's all about leverage, whatever it is that we're talking about. Because in the end, what we want is better results for the same or less time, right? Well, at least whenever I pulled my community on Instagram stories, that's what they told me, right? So you're probably like, yeah, I want better results in less time. And if I can't have it in less time, at least the amount of time that I'm spending is fine, but I still want better results, right? So I think that that's where this power that habits and routines have comes from. It's about leverage. It's about how do you get more out of the limited resources that you have. Limited resources being, yes, time, yes, money, but also the energy that you have every single day, the cognitive bandwidth that you have. I mean, have you ever had a day where you just had to think about a lot of different things, a lot of really deep things, and you left kind of feeling drained? It's because those things require, that's a limited resources that have to be replenished, right? So when we think about the power of habits and the power of routines, basically all a habit is something that we do on autopilot. Right? It's not something that we have to expend lots of those limited resources on. If it's something that is not yet a habit and something we're intentionally choosing until it becomes a habit, it still requires a larger level of those limited resources. So when I talk about leverage and the power of habit, it's really about how can you get better results on whatever it is that the habit you're forming is about, whatever the results of that habit are, using the same or less resources, right? So I think that that is where habits really comes to play in terms of productivity, in terms of time management, and in terms of really leveraging the limited resources that you have to get to your goals faster and easier, right? When I say easier, I mean with fewer resources, basically. So I feel like it's important to talk about, because I've heard lots of different people talk about habits. Again, it's really, really quite pervasive now. And, you know, James Clear has Atomic Habits, and there are lots of high performance habits and all of these different books and people talking about habits for entrepreneurs and just for people in general. And I feel like there is a lack of consistency on one thing about those habits, which is how long does it actually take to create a habit? The reason why it's important for us to touch on that piece is because it comes back to ROI, because until a habit is a habit, while it's still requiring your limited resources, you do have to put those extra resources in, more so than you're putting in right now, right? You know that what you do right now gets you the results that you currently have. So if you want different results, you're going to have to do something differently. So when it comes to putting in those extra resources, time, energy, money, cognitive bandwidth, all of those things, knowing for how long you're going to need to maintain that is important, because then it lets you make the decision as to whether or not it's a good investment of those resources, right? So basically, how long does it take to form a habit? Well, there have been studies that show 21 days. There have been studies that show 66 days, 90 days, up to 243 days, right? It's going to depend. And I know that's the most like cop-out answer ever given, but it's so true. It's going to depend on where you are, where it is that you're trying to get with a habit, lots of different individual pieces of the circumstances that matter whenever you're trying to create a habit. So I say that not to discourage you and not to be like, well, you can't actually rely on this at all, but to give you kind of a baseline. What I'm going to give you right now with that is to let you know that your habit is as hard as it will ever be in the first 30 days. Because what ends up happening is you get really gung-ho about it and you get really excited about it for the first like 7 to 14 days, and then it gets to start getting boring and getting hard, and motivation starts to go away and the novelty starts to go away. So if you can just push through those first 30 days, the chances of you continuing it until it actually does become a habit gets even stronger. So I want to give you that before we dive into actually deciding what habits to cultivate, because that's going to be one of the things that you need to consider is, okay, if I can only focus on one thing for the next 30 days, which we'll talk about in just a minute, what's a good thing for me to expend all that time, effort, energy on, right? So let's, all the disclaimers, all the explanation out of the way, let's kind of dive into how do you choose habits to cultivate? Now, the title of this particular episode is The Habits You Need to Cultivate. But I'm not giving you a list of like five things that you have to do. And here's why. My goals aren't your goals, right? I could probably guess as an online entrepreneur what some of your goals are in terms of like, you probably have a revenue goal, you probably have a reach goal, but those are going to be different because everybody is motivated by different things. Everybody wants different things. The life that I want for myself, that I'm building, that my business is helping me build, is different than the life that you want. It's just different than the life that a lot of my clients want. Like, not any one person is the same as anybody else in terms of experiences, wants, desires, needs, all of those different things. And so for me to come in here and say, oh, you just implement these five habits and you'll be good to go, that it just doesn't work, right? Like, that is the problem with a lot of copy and paste routines and just take my morning routine and all the, you know, take my calendar and all of those kinds of things. It's about trying to just copy and paste it into your life rather than integrating it. And copy and paste doesn't work because it's not sustainable, because it's not built for you, okay? Integration is where you look at what other people kind of are doing and say, what can I take away? What of that can I integrate into my life? And it requires that extra step, but that's what makes it stick, right? So whenever you're starting to think about what habits that you actually want to cultivate. It's going to depend on what are your goals. And you might be thinking, well, my goal is to work out every single day. That's not actually your goal. I mean, that's a habit that's going to lead to a larger goal. What do you want from that working out every single day? That's what the goal is. And you want to start with the goal, right? Don't start with a habit, start with a goal. So if you've got habits in your mind that you think you might want to cultivate, understand why those things matter, right? Because whenever you start with your goal, this is a framework that I teach. It's basically what everything else is built on, but you take your big goal and you break it down into bite-sized chunks until you get down to daily habits. Because if you can take your goal and make a little bit of progress on it every single day, get 1% better every single day, make it a habit to where achieving your goals is now something you've put on autopilot, you've just won. You've just figured out how to make achieving your goals faster and easier. And it's the total flex, right? So it's really how to use leverage well. So it's about, what are your goals? So what is the vision that you have for your life? What is it that you truly want your day-to-day to look like? What are the goals that need to happen? And you basically break it down until you get to, what are the habits that would allow me to achieve that goal? What are the habits that would lead to me living that life, right? And so what's going to end up happening is you're going to end up with a list of like 150 habits, right? Maybe it's not that many, but it's going to be quite a few, because there's lots of different things that I could do. And this is where overwhelm will kind of set in, because you're like, I've got to make all these changes to my daily routine. I've got to make all these changes to the way that I'm showing up and the way that I do things. And I will say this, I've had at this point about 34 and a half years of setting habits, right? And yes, I have changed habits in there and things like that, but however long it is that you have been doing something, whether it's been what you consider a positive or a negative habit, you've been doing it. You've been setting that habit for that long, right? And so whenever you think about undoing a habit or cultivating a new habit, you have to take that into account, that if you try to change and uproot your entire life, your identity is really set in the habits that you already have currently. So, I mean, that's one reason it takes a lot of effort to break bad habits, break old habits, or change habits, or cultivate new habits, is because your identity, who you believe you are, is based on the things that you currently do or don't do, right? James Clear talks about this a lot. So if you want a little bit more on that, go read his book, Atomic Habits. It's brilliant. But what ends up happening is this happens with goals, this happens with anything personal or professional development. We're like, I want to change everything. I just want a dramatic difference. And that is usually, it follows a very predictable kind of pattern. You get super, super pumped about it. You do really, really well for a short amount of time, and then it drops off and you're back to square one. That's usually what happens, right? So knowing that that approach will get you those results, you can try a different approach, which is to choose one thing, just one thing to cultivate, one habit to cultivate for 30 days, right? And that's the reason I said for 30 days, it's going to be like the first 30 days of a habit is going to be the hardest it's ever going to be for you, right? So if you can take and look at that list of habits and discern which one you need to focus on, then you have a starting point. You don't have to do all of this overnight. Like, it's going to be a process. It's going to be a practice. There are still habits that I am cultivating. There are still habits that aren't serving me that I'm trying to break. And it's never a done deal, right? It's always a journey. It's always, how can I get a little bit better? How can I get a little bit better, right? So when you're looking at that list, you have to prioritize, and you know, using your best knowledge about the things that matter to you, but also considering, okay, looking at this list, if what is the one thing, again, the idea of the one thing, right? Gary Keller, what is the one thing that if I chose, what's the one habit that if I chose to cultivate it and put that on autopilot, that it would make everything else easier or completely unnecessary for me to have to expend my limited resources. It's about what's going to get me the best results. It's about leverage. Still about leverage, right? Always about leverage. So then you can look at, okay, well, that's going to be my focus for the next 30 days. That's going to be my focus for January. That's going to be my focus for February. And you can actually outline what it is that you want to do over the course of 6 months or 12 months, right? Understanding that it can change, understanding that a plan can change. Also, I think it's really important to recognize that you're not starting your habit cultivation journey in a vacuum. Like I said, you already have habits, whether you intentionally set them or not. You already have habits in place. The question is not, are they good habits or bad habits? Because I can't make that determination for you. So here's a framework that you can use as you're looking at the habits that you already have cultivated and see, is something that you already have cultivated, does that need to change? Or do you need to level up that habit or whatever it is? So here's a framework that you can look at and to see if it's helping you or hurting you. Basically, is a habit, as you're looking at your habits, is a habit pushing you closer to your goals, or is it making it harder for you to achieve those goals? That is the filter through which I want you to pass everything. There is no objective good or bad, positive or negative, right or wrong, especially here. It's all about what's going to push you further, faster, forward, and what's going to hold you back. And I talk about this with my clients. I talk about this with students. I talk about this with my family, whether they like it or not. It's all about personally what's going to push you further, faster, forward, and what's going to hold you back. If it pushes you forward, you can label it good. You can label it positive, right, whatever it is that you want. And if it's holding you back from what those goals are, then that's the determination that you need to make, right? Now, I've already kind of given this away a little bit because I have a lot of people say, well, how many habits at a time can I cultivate? Again, don't lean into the overwhelm. I will say this, you can always add more later, right? If you split your focus now, as you're just learning how to cultivate habits and in the process of expending those resources for cultivating that habit, you're going to burn out if you try to do too many things at one time, and you're going to be back to square one. That is not leverage. That is not, like, you may think, well, if I can do one habit, I can do 10 habits and be 10 times further. That's not how that works because, again, we're starting with limited resources, okay? I like to think of everything. So if this is helpful for you, I would love to hear about it in my Instagram DMs, but I like to think of everything as either being in a growth zone or a maintenance zone. So what that means is growth zone basically means that those items, the habits that are there, get the most resources, right? They get my time, my attention, my energy, my cognitive bandwidth. Yes, sometimes my money. And it doesn't mean that you aren't doing other things as well, right? We're not cultivating new habits in a vacuum. It's not like the only thing you have to do is drink water today. Like there are other things that you have to do, right? It's not like the only thing you have to do today is to reach out to 5 people on Instagram, right? It's not like the only thing you have to do is walk for a mile. You are doing those things in amongst all the other things that you're already doing, but when it comes down to it, that habit with it being in the growth zone is going to get your time, attention, energy, cognitive bandwidth, money, prioritization on your calendar, all the different things, right? It's your focus. Now, the maintenance zone is for things that are already on autopilot or that don't need to be your primary focus, but they still need regular maintenance and that they actually need to happen. So I like to think about it this way. I can always, after 30 days of cultivating a habit, I can move it into the maintenance zone and then add a new habit to my growth zone. So for those of you that I know are saying, but I want to work on all the things at the same time, I hear you. I totally hear you. Know that you can always add more things later. And that not everything, your focus, like the thing that you focus on, just because you are cultivating a habit and it may take longer than 30 days to actually solidify it, doesn't mean that you can't work on other things at the same time. I would just stagger start dates. Does that make sense? Okay. So I want to say one more thing on this, which is when you're cultivating a habit, it's going to start getting easier and easier because you're putting it on autopilot, right? But the more that you do the practice of cultivating a habit, the easier the practice of cultivating habits is going to get. So if this is your first, second, fifth, 10th, 12th, you know, wherever we're at, attempt at cultivating habits, give yourself an opportunity to succeed on one thing before you add everything, right? Because what's going to end up happening is as you see success with the one thing, you're going to start to build that muscle memory, you know, metaphorically speaking, that muscle memory, and sometimes it may be actual physical muscle memory as well, but that it gives you the reinforcement that you need, the accomplishment that you need, and the know-how that you need to be able to not just do that habit really, really well, but the whole process of cultivating new habits is going to get easier and easier so you can add more to your plate at any given time. Okay? Leverage. It's all about leverage. So actually, if you're interested in learning a little bit more on not just what habits to cultivate, but how to actually go through cultivating those habits, I want you to check out episode 3, which is called Intentionally Cultivating Habits That Work Now and Pivoting When They Stop Working. Okay, so go check that episode out next. I like to end each and every episode with an action step you can take right now to implement immediately. And here's your action step for this episode. Determine one habit that you want to cultivate over the next 30 days. Determine what goal or goals that particular habit is tied to and how that particular habit will improve your life and business after you have fully cultivated it. And then I want you to make a plan to cultivate it. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to check out the Goal Get It podcast. If you never want to miss an episode, hit subscribe to make sure you're the first to get your new episode every single week. And if you'd like to connect outside your headphones, head on over and send me a DM at miss.erin.hayworth on Instagram. I can't wait to chat with you more. Chat soon.